Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and Indonesia strongly condemn terrorism in all its forms and call for a decisive and coordinated international efforts to combat this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes first Indian Prime Minister to address Indonesian Parliament, calls for deeper strategic partnership between the two countries. US launches strikes against Iran after attacks on vessels in Strait of Hormuz, also revokes its sanctions relief on Iranian oil. And in football, Argentina and Switzerland enter quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the iconic Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta along with Indonesian President this morning. The visit underscores the deep cultural and civilizational ties that have connected India and Indonesia for over 1,000 years. Built in the 9th century, Prambanan is Indonesia's largest Hindu temple complex and one of Southeast Asia's finest architectural masterpieces. Originally comprising 240 large and small temples dedicated to Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, the complex stands as a remarkable testament to the spread of Indian cultural influence across the region. India and Indonesia have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and called for a decisive, coordinated international efforts to combat the threat in accordance with international law. In a joint statement issued after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta, the two leaders urged action against globally proscribed terrorists and terrorist organizations, including those designated under the UN Security Council's 1267 Sanctions Committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become the first Indian Prime Minister to address the Parliament of Indonesia. Addressing Indonesian lawmakers in Jakarta, Mr. Modi called for a new era in bilateral relations anchored in shared civilizational heritage, democratic values and a common vision for the future. Describing India as a mother of democracy, the Prime Minister said, New Delhi is committed to strengthening democratic linkages with Indonesia.
भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र है, मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी है और इंडोनेशिया दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी डेमोक्रेसी है। भारत में सैकड़ों भाषाएं और अनेक परंपराएं हैं, तो इंडोनेशिया में भी सैकड़ों भाषाएं और अनेक परंपराएं हैं। भारत में वसुधैव कुटुंबकम का मंत्र है, तो इंडोनेशिया में भिन्नेका तुंगल इक्का का विचार।
The Prime Minister noted that shared historical experiences, common developmental challenges, and the aspirations of the people have brought India and Indonesia closer as strategic partners. Highlighting India's development journey and the synergies between the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Golden Indonesia 2044, Indonesia IMAS 2045, PM Modi called for deeper collaboration in trade, investment, connectivity, food and energy security, digital public infrastructure and emerging technologies.
यहाँ इंडोनेशिया में आप एमास 2045 के महत्वाकांक्षी विजन पर चल रहे हैं और भारत में हम विकसित भारत 2047 का संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। अपने इन लक्ष्यों को हासिल करने में हम एक दूसरे के पूरक बन सकते हैं। हम दुनिया की सबसे यूथफुल सोसाइटीज हैं। हम दुनिया की सबसे तेजी से आगे बढ़ रही बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में है। हम दोनों मेजर मैरिटाइम पावर्स है। हम ग्लोबल साउथ की मजबूत आवाज है।
In the second leg of his three-nation tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Melbourne today on a three-day visit where he will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Mr. Modi will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both countries. He will also address a large gathering of the Indian diaspora who constitute a strong pillar of the India-Australia relationship. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, are set to advance cooperation across several key domains. The economic engine of this relationship is accelerating at an unprecedented pace, with two-way trades in goods and services already crossing $33 billion in 2025. The ambition to reach $100 billion by 2030 is now a tangible objective. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, providing duty-free access for all Indian exports since January 2026, has catalyzed massive capital flows. Beyond traditional trade, the partnership is now defined by digital-first investments, such as AirTrunk's $30 billion commitment to AI-ready data centers in India. Simultaneously, the $4.5 billion Project Ceres fertilizer plant exemplifies Make in India, Make in Australia synergy, with Indian industrial expertise providing the modular backbone for Australian production. Defense and security cooperation has rapidly evolved into a primary pillar of the partnership. Following the second Defense Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi on June 1st of 2026, the two nations continue to deepen industrial integration and maritime security. Suhas Ram, Akashwani News, Melbourne, Australia.
This is Akashwani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The U.S. military has launched new strikes against Iran hours after three merchant ships were struck in the Strait of Hormuz. Moreover, the United States also revoked a license that had authorized the sale of Iranian oil as part of the interim deal to end the fighting between the two countries. We have a report.
The U.S. Central Command said American forces launched these strikes to impose heavy costs for targeting and attacking commercial shipping crewed by innocent civilians in an international waterway. One U.S. official said the military is targeting Iranian air defense system, coastal surveillance system, ground-to-air missiles, as well as launch sites for anti-ship cruise missiles and drones. Iranian port facilities are also being targeted. Iranian state media also reported the sound of explosions in Qasem and Bandar Abbas. Meanwhile, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Qasem said that the new attacks by the U.S. are a violation of the agreement. Moreover, U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iranian oil, and U.S. officials said the license was revoked because Iran's actions in the strait were unacceptable and needed to be met with consequences. Iranian Foreign Ministry condemned the U.S. move to revoke the license, saying that it violates the interim deal and that the U.S. government bears responsibility for the consequences of this breach of commitment. With Vimal's report, Payal Sharma for Akashwani News.
On to sports and football, Argentina and Switzerland have stormed into the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup. We have a report.
Switzerland defeated Colombia 4-3 in the penalty shootout in Vancouver to reach the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup for the first time since 1954. Colombia faltered when Davinson Sanchez smashed his spot kick against the bar and Cucho Hernandez had his effort saved by goalkeeper Gregor Kobel before Ruben Vargas scored to book a quarterfinal date with holders Argentina. The two sides were tied after extra time with no goals. In another round of 16 match, Argentina defeated Egypt 3-2 in Atlanta. Argentina was trailing by two goals till 78th minute when the defending champions pulled off a stunning comeback with Cristiano Romero scoring the first goal at 79 minutes. The equalizer came through Messi in 83 minutes while Enzo Fernandez completed the turnaround with the winner in the extra time. Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
In men's cricket, England defeated India by 125 runs in the third T20 International at Trent Bridge in Nottingham last night. Chasing a target of 202 runs set by England, India lost wickets in quick succession and were all out with a paltry score of 76 in 11.4 overs. For England, Josh Tung took 4 wickets while Jofra Archer scalped 3. Jofra Archer was adjudged as a player of the match. With this win, England leads the 5-match series 2-0. Bristol and Southampton will host the final two matches of the series. Following this, India will take on England in a 3-match ODI series. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Indonesia strongly condemn terrorism in all its forms and call for a decisive and coordinated international efforts to combat this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes first Indian Prime Minister to address Indonesian Parliament, calls for deeper strategic partnership between the two countries. U.S. launches strikes against Iran after attacks on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, also revokes its sanctions relief on Iranian oil, And in football, Argentina and Switzerland enter quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.